This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Colorful and sweet, beets are the candy of the vegetable world. In fact, sugar beets are a source of sugar, with 1 million acres planted last year in the United States. In the kitchen, cooks love red and golden beets for the way they dress up a dinner plate. Over at Hook Mountain Growers, Dr. Pamela Yee grows two types of beets on an eighth of an acre in Nyack, New York, half an hour from the city. She grows biointensively, meaning every inch of space is planted. Her beets grow right alongside Brussels sprouts and onions. Pamela and her husband are both physicians who work in New York, and she specializes in nutrition, diet, and holistic medicine. And she's here with me now in this edition of Last Chance Foods. Dr. Yee, welcome to WNYC.
Hi.
So tell me, how does a Queens native end up starting a micro farm in Nyack?
Well, coming from an ethnic neighborhood in Queens, I have a Chinese background, and my grandmother, when I was little, had grown all types of Chinese vegetables that you wouldn't be ordinarily able to get at Key Foods or the regular grocery store. So it was sort of something that seemed very familiar to me. And as I became more interested in counseling patients on nutrition, it was sort of the next logical step, because it would be providing for me the ultimate nutritious food.
So, Dr. Yee, tell me what the nutritional value of beets are. Why should I be eating my beets?
Beets are very high in certain minerals and vitamins, namely vitamin C, folic acid, copper, manganese, iron. It also has a very high content of fiber, which is very good.
So you have to admit, though, that cooking beets can be a very messy process and a deterrent to wanting to cook with them. How do you get around that, you know, turning everything magenta in your kitchen?
Right. Well, if you cook with the golden beets, you eliminate that completely. It doesn't have the component called beta-cyanin in it. Which is really responsible for the red color you find in what people typically think of as beets. So if you cook with the yellow ones, you won't have that problem at all. With the red ones, what I typically do is just I roast them, and I roast them in a foil packet, a little bit of moisture, wrap it up, put in the oven 375 for, you know, 40 minutes or so. And basically, when you let it cool off, you slip off the skins and there they are.
I mean, it is definitely slip off the skins.
Yes,
I've never had that.
They just actually just come off. You don't have to peel them. So it's an easier process. And yes, there's a little bit of mess there, but at least it's somewhat contained.
Oh, I seem to always get these really tough beets where I have to actually peel it while it's still warm. And I hope for more slippery slippery skinned beets in the future. Now, tell me what you can do with the greens. I'm assuming put them in a salad.
You can do, if they're baby greens, you can put them in a salad. So I have
a little bit tougher when they're mature.
Exactly. So I grow beets for the bulbs and for the baby greens, which go into a fall lettuce mix. So you can always just grow beets just for the leaves itself. But if they are bigger leaves, you would treat it in the same way as you would spinach and chard. So you can stir fry it. You can do whatever you would with spinach.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that a lot of New Yorkers are like me, and they have garden envy. I don't have an outdoor space. I'm on the second floor in a co-op building, but they would love to live your life and be able to grow
hyper-locally.
How did you do it? How did you make that switch?
Started with just taking a seeding class, actually. We just wanted to grow some herbs.
No kidding.
Initially, we thought having some fresh herbs would be nice, and then it got out of control.
How do you balance that tension between westernized medicine and holistic medicine?
I love the tension. It's just because people are looking for it. So I'm, you know, people who are coming to me have already somewhat converted. They don't feel comfortable in just accepting a prescription. They're willing to do much more. They're willing to eat differently. Or they haven't found any relief from conventional medicine. So, you know, if someone comes in and they actually need to be on a medicine, I'm all for that. But, you know, if there are ways in which we can work with more, quote, natural things, and the first thing I deal with is food, because it's the medicine they put in their bodies, you know, at least three times a day.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Pamela. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Same here. Thank you.